Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome to Radio, back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest American city to deal with a fatal police shooting of an African-American man. There have been scores of these tragedies from Ferguson to Tulsa and now Charlotte. They're fueling the push for police body cameras, which advocates say protect members of the community and police who often face difficult split-second life or death decisions. Here in Boston, 100 police officers are now equipped with body cameras as part of a six-month pilot program. The Boston Police Patrolmen's Association resisted it, but after a judge sided with the city, the plan is going forward. Other police departments in Massachusetts are moving ahead with police body cams, including Methuen, which this summer became the first major force in the state to put body cams on all of its uniformed patrol officers. Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna took a ride with one Methuen police officer to see how the program is working.
Right now, this is going to be Merrimack Street towards the Haverhill Line. I'm just going to go to the end of the boundary, go down the Haverhill Line, and then start going back up, checking, you know, the businesses, traffic enforcement, answering calls for service.
25-year-old police officer Matthew Morrell is out on a routine patrol in Methuen. Morrell has been a cop in Methuen for the last 2 years. When he's on patrol, his equipment includes radar, a radio, computer, Kevlar vest, a firearm, and a taser. And as of this past summer, that equipment also includes a body camera, about the size of a deck of cards, attached to his chest.
So right now it's still rolling. Every 2 minutes while it's recording, it beeps to let you know it's still beeping. Flashes red. Right now we can go ahead and turn it off and hold it down and it's off.
Control to P-150.
Standing by.
Can you check on two motor vehicles that appear abandoned on the property?
This is Officer Morrell's first call of his shift, to investigate two possibly abandoned cars at a home. Before Morrell gets out of his cruiser, he hits record on the body camera.
Just double tap that. Now it's recording audio and video, so.
Morrell heads toward the house to talk to the resident about the cars. His camera beeps every 2 minutes to remind anyone in front of it that he's recording. Turns out that nothing was amiss with those cars, but Morrell still has to log and record every interaction, including this one. Back in the cruiser, he uploads the video to an iPod, reviews it, and gives it a name.
You know, you can, you know, fast forward through it. Talking to her.
2 minutes while it's recording, it beeps, so you know it's still beeping.
Two cars on property would be a good title.
Uh-huh. Methuen's police camera program is overseen by Sergeant Thomas McMenamin, Jr. When he was president of the Methuen Police Union, McMenamin helped write the guidelines for the department and tried to address the concerns of some officers.
You know, the biggest concern with the union was we didn't want the department or the administration to constantly sit there and review body camera footage to try to nitpick what the officer was doing or how he was, you know, dressing. Or if he, you know, if he did something like a minor infraction, we don't want to constantly, we don't want Big Brother out there watching over the shoulder.
The guidelines respond to that concern by restricting supervisors from using footage for the sole purpose of searching for violations and getting an officer in trouble. Methuen's police chief, Joseph Solomon, is a big proponent of the program. He says after the police-involved shooting in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, he decided that he wanted his department to lead the way in Massachusetts on body cameras.
So I thought what a great way to say, here's a bird's eye view, unfiltered, you know, no opinions. Here's the body camera video as soon as we can legally release it and let the public decide.
Chief Solomon says body cameras help diffuse the kind of racial tensions around policing a city like Methuen, which is 80% white. And he says body cams are part of an evolving approach to law enforcement.
When I became a cop, it was arrest everybody and we'll figure it out later on. Today, it's what can we do to prevent having to arrest you and coming back 15 times? Can we resolve a neighborhood issue? Or can we get you public service somewhere? And then maybe we don't have to have that negative interaction. And that's a big change in our profession from 30 years ago.
Methuen might hold some lessons for Boston as it moves cautiously into the world of body cameras. While some in Boston resist the idea, Chief Solomon urges them to be open-minded.
P-141 Control.
P-141.
Cleo Lawrence General returning.
Copy.
Back in his cruiser, Methuen officer Matthew Morrell agrees.
A lot of people are just afraid of change, especially if you have someone that's been doing the job, you know, 30 years. And, you know, back in the day, there used to be call boxes. You got your calls from call boxes. And one day, the radio came out, and you were always available, and people didn't like that. You know, society's, you know, pushing the demand, and they want the transparency. And there's nothing really to worry about. There's nothing to hide. Just do the job right.
All of the Methuen officers I spoke with said something similar. There was some initial resistance from some cops, but once they started using the cameras, even the skeptics got on board. The Methuen Police Department has about 100 officers and enough cameras for the 47 who patrol the streets. The department hopes to get funding for some 20 more cameras to cover detectives and plainclothes officers.
P-150.
Commissioner, return for a moment.
Affirmative.
Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna riding along there with Methuen Police Officer Matthew Morrell. Stay with us. Coming up, Gypsy Jazz from the Rhythm Future Quartet live in our studio. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.